Well, hello to all you beautiful people. I hope you've all had a terrific Thursday. My day was rather uneventful until this evening, when I had quite an unusual experience. It was interesting enough that I thought it was worthy of being recounted, so I am going to share it with you folks. But first of all, I need to have a sip of this cup of tea that I just made. I had a ginger beer while I was out this evening, but it did not perk me up sufficiently, and I am feeling rather knackered and hence in need of caffeination. Ooh, oh dear. That tea got slightly over-milkified. I just filled up the milk pitcher, and I find it hard to pour from a really full milk bag and measure just the right amount of milk for my tea when the bag is really full. Oh well. It's still good old Tetley tea. Anyhow, my friend Eileen rang me up last night, and she asked if I'd be interested in going out the next day to this inner city eatery that is run by a conglomeration of churches in the area. It's actually an eatery and community center, and each meal there only costs $5, which is incredible. I don't think you could get that good a deal anywhere else, except perhaps at a nasty fast food joint, and you'd never get a good, filling, well-balanced meal there. So the eatery is actually designed for people with limited incomes or people living below the poverty line, so they can actually go and get a balanced meal for a reasonable price. But a lot of local people like to come out and support the eatery just because it's a local business and it's run by entrepreneurs. And it's just a way of showing community spirit, I think. Now, this is a really neat place. It used to be a bank, but this conglomeration of churches bought the building and they renovated it. And they've turned it into this restaurant and community center. So there's free Wi-Fi so that students can bring their computers in and work on their homework. And there's a toy corner so that families with young children can come and the kids can play with the toys while the parents engage in socializing or whatever activities they want to do. The establishment itself is primarily staffed by volunteers. I think about 75% of the people that work there are volunteer chefs and waiters. So I'm really hoping that they can continue to sustain this project. I hope that they continue to have enough manpower and time and finances to run the place. It's kind of a neat building, really. It used to be a bank, so it still has its hardwood floors and the old floor-to-ceiling windows in the front. And then inside, there are lots of wooden tables and chairs. So it's quite rustic, really, but very nice. The only trouble is that it's all one cavernous room, so it tends to be quite raucous. There were tons of people there this evening. A lot of families. I did record something from there, but I'm not really sure if it's worth posting or not. I'll have to give it a listen after I finish recording this. There's actually a great system as well for people who can't always afford to cover the cost of their meals. How it works is there's a jar of buttons at the front counter. So if you can't afford a meal, each button is worth $1, so you pull however many buttons you need from the jar. And then the next time when you can afford a meal, you come back and you pay for your meal, and then you put back however many buttons you took. So I really do hope that works out for them. Eileen saw a very interesting couple of things this evening that I wish I could have seen for myself. I don't often complain about my lack of sight, but there are times that I wish I could just have glimpses of what other people are seeing. As we were going to this place tonight, we passed a policeman on a horse, which I thought was really cool. I had no idea they still rode horses in this city. I knew that they did at parades for crowd control, but maybe one of the policemen was just taking his horse out for an exercise run or something. So that was quite amusing. And then after we finished our supper, we left the eatery at about the same time as this young family. There were two parents, and then I think three or four little kids. And the parents had this great big bicycle that they got on, and then on the front of this bicycle was a little cart that all of the little kids rode in, and they all had their little bike helmets on and everything. It was apparently very cute. I wish I could have taken a picture of that. I wish we'd been walking when we encountered the policeman on the horse, because then I would have recorded that, but we were in the car. Which is too bad. But anyhow, it was really quite an enjoyable evening. So I wish all the people that are running this eatery all the very best, and hope they continue to be successful. It certainly seems to have attracted quite a lot of attention. Oh, I forgot to mention that the menu choices are quite limited, but understandably so, because there's usually a lot of people to feed. There is a vegetarian option, a soup and some sort of sandwich. And then this evening there was roast beef with mashed potatoes and steamed vegetables, and also roast chicken with the same side dishes, and a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I had the BLT because it's something I don't eat very often, and it was quite good. Eileen had the roast beef, and she said that she really enjoyed that as well. I think the menu choices rotate every so often. Eileen's been there a couple of times before, and one time she was there they had pork, and another time there was stuffed peppers. So good on them. I think it's a wonderful project. Anyhow, guys, I shall stop rabbiting on at you now. Just wanted to share my experience. I should let you know before I go, though, that the music that's playing in the background is another Franz Doppler piece. This one is my favorite. It's his Fantaisie Pastorale Angoise for flute and piano. And the musicians are flautist Laurel Zucker and pianist Mark Shapiro. So I just thought I would tell you what's playing in case you're interested. All right, folks, I shall speak to you all soon. Take care.